Filtered by one Marshall Phillips.
That is true. He took me out on a date, and he one time answered, I'll call you back. And he never did.
He didn't. Well, you know, in the old days, you could sue him for breach of promise.
Breach of promise.
Yes, because when people became engaged to marry, and then they reneged on it, breach of promise was in order, and it was right into the courts. Now, is there anything you'd like to do? Would you like to take some type of legal action against Marshall? Because I'm well-versed in legalese.
Well, if I could, I'd take his right finger and I'd twist it round.
We can arrange to have that done off the record.
Isn't it time we moved along on the show? Pick up the pace a little bit.
And begged me for a date again, and I would never go out with him.
Marshall, would you like to get down on your knees? Yes, his phone was disconnected, and besides, he didn't have a dime.
Right, it was tragic.
I know. That's the trouble with snow ski reporters.
Ah, yes, snow ski reporters always have that kind of problem. It's definitely a loss of memory action. Thank you, Madame Avary.
Okay.
For your phone call. Have a wonderful day. We're getting closer.
This is not turning out quite like I had expected.
Oh, okay, goodbye. Thank you. Are you sure this is from 1971? It's 7:15 in the morning from KSFX Radio. Marshall got in more trouble than any other year.
To rest my eyes in shades of green under dreaming spots. To Ichiku Park, that's where I've been. What did you do there? What did you feel there? What's why the tears there? Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
cost millions of dollars doing this. You know what the interesting thing about Neil Young is? This song from 1971 is Only Love Can Break Your Heart. The interesting thing about Neil Young is he had so much of a problem with people coming over to his house around Hollywood that instead of telling them, hey, quit coming over, I just want to be alone once in a while, cut it out, leave me alone, he bought another house so that he could be alone. So he's got one house where they can all come over, and the other house is where he stays alone. Okay, Neil, it's 8 minutes before 7 o'clock in the morning from KSFX Radio, and here's our guest newscaster of the day on Bring an Unemployed Friend to Work Day, Marshall Phillips.
Indeed unemployed. And good morning. I figured out why I can't remember a whole lot about 1971. That was the year I had a roommate who would watch basketball on television.
Yeah.
And being as television is one of the only links with the outside world that we have in today's modern society, all I saw was reruns of old basketball games.
Plus, you were in that iron lung that year, Marshall.
Yeah. Moving right along, the year 1971 did see many serious problems developing in the world, not unlike today. South Vietnamese troops invaded Laos in order to weaken communist supply lines, and then the CIA said, yes, there are U.S. troops in Laos. The U.S. deciding to support communist China's drive to become a member of the United Nations, that was a turnaround, and new riots were reported in Northern Ireland. On the national scene, heroin tests were ordered on all Vietnam GIs, while panels looked into drug abuse in the military. The Teamsters Union picked Frank Fitzsimmons to replace James Hoffa, and Daniel Ellsberg said that he was innocent in the Pentagon Papers controversy. But while all this was going on, President Richard Nixon was ordering a 90-day freeze on wages, prices, and rents. That was a first since 1951, when the Truman administration did the same thing. Nixon describing the move as a new economic policy for the U.S. The men-only, women-only designation was thrown out by the Civil Service Commission back in May of 1971. What that meant was women would no longer be barred from jobs which required physical strength or jobs carrying weapons. Well, that opened doors for women who wanted to become police officers. On June 15th, Vernon Jordan became the executive director of the National Urban League. He replaced the late Whitney Young, Jr. 1971 was also the year of Attica State, the Attica prison uprising. That's where 42 inmates died in the rioting. Nearly 1,500 state troopers and sheriffs, deputies, and prison guards were used to stop the rioting. And tragedy struck the rock music world in 1971. Jim Morrison of the Doors and Duane Allman of the Allman Brothers Band both died. And in 1971, both the Fillmore East and West closed down, the media calling it the death of rock and roll. Bill Graham said at the time that he closed the concert halls because he was burned out with huge halls, money demands, eggs, egos, and that he was just plain tired. All of the rock news, though, wasn't so sad. Grace Slick and Paul Kantner of the Jefferson Airplane became the parents of a bouncing baby daughter. They had first thought to call her God, but settled instead on China. A logical choice. It's going to be fair and a little cooler. Highs today, about 70 degrees. Yesterday, it got up near 78 degrees. Why it feels warmer? Because of the humidity, and the humidity will go up to about 66% today. And as Stephen's special unemployed friend, which he brought to work, I'm Marshall Phillips.
Thank you, Marshall, for that recap of 1971. Jeez. And I just want you to know that I spoke with our esteemed program director, Patricia Evans.
Yes, sir.
Just moments ago.
Yes.
And she announced that you would be paid for this work today.
Money? Lucre?
As a matter of fact, we have the cash right here.
Here.
There it is. And this is how we make the money.
It's the third annual Great American Market Street Chalk-In. Be there along with the morning problem from KSFX, Stephen Caven. Fun time rock and roll with Eddie and the Boppers. It's all happening at the Holiday Plaza at Powell and Market Streets beginning at 9 a.m. The third annual Great American Market Street Chalk-In happens Saturday, April 24th. You won't want to miss all the fun music and caping, too. Be sure to bring your own chalk.
6:55 in the morning from KSFX. 1971 is the first of 11 days that we look back upon from our ivory tower here. Our ivory bastion of unemployment. Mississippi Queen. What? Shh, quiet. Come on now. We're trying to... Wait, it's 2 minutes of seven. This is when a lot of people are just getting up. And their clock radios are going to wake them up. And we can't make a lot of noise around the top of the hour because then they'll get all upset. And I don't want to do that to them. So, just be quiet, okay? This house has controlled substances in it. This house here, right here, this is the one. Excuse me. It is 6:59 in the morning. You wouldn't believe the people walking around this room this morning. Is this the wall? You're Steve Miller. Boy, I remember the day I was at the top of the mansion with Grace. It's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning, 1971. Yes, good morning. You're on the KSFX unemployment line.
Yes, Mr. Capon, this is the unemployment office. I'm calling you with some sort of sad news. Yes, I've just realized that Mr. Regan, due to his budget cuts, has put an end to the free ride for DJs.
What do you mean by that?
There will be no more unemployment for unemployed DJs.
Oh,
yes.
So
we've taken care of those bums.
Thank you so much. When does the order come down that presidents no longer get the money after they're out of office?
We'll be getting to that as soon as we elect our new raises.
I don't believe this. I'm getting the shaft constantly. I can't take this anymore. It's not for me to say who's going to control the destiny of my fate and my future. I've had it. I don't want to work here anymore. If I'm not going to collect unemployment, then I just...
What's the matter, Steve?
Oh, nothing, Kirk. It's just that my doctor says I drink too much coffee.
Well, Steve, here, try Sukma coffee. It's 99% caffeine-free.
Two weeks later.
Well, how's the world famous disc jockey today?
Well, I calmed down so much. Now I do the evening show.
I knew it would help. And brew of Sukma coffee, 99% caffeine free.
From Jensen Farley Pictures, the first thing you'll notice about Tom Sullivan is his talent.
Carry on.
His charm.
You sure you don't want to come up to my room?
I don't think so.
You're going to miss my collection of porno braille etchings.
But the one thing you'll notice is what you won't notice.
Your friend is blind?
More or less.
Then why was he driving?
Because he's the only one who's sober.
If you could see what I hear, a true story. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Starts Friday at a theater near you. See your newspaper for showtimes.
Now, from Metro Meaningless Mayor, the last heterosexual. His desire was unquenchable for the other sex. His search was unending for a straight bar. He was not into leather. The last heterosexual.
Want to open your bags?
You know what? There's nothing in there but a vase and some French cigarettes.
Oh, yeah? What do you call this, blue boy?
No, that penthouse belongs to my sister.
Take him away. Obviously the victim of a mental disorder.
Friggin' pervert.
The last heterosexual. His friends pressured him.
Ah, come on, Dave. This amyl nitrate is boss.
His parents shunned him.
He acted like any other normal boy. Played with dolls. Decorated our home. Wanted to work in the State Department.
But in the end, he was alone. The last heterosexual.
Okay, okay. So I'm not gay. But I'm happy.
What a person does in his private life is not his own business, as you'll see in The Last Heterosexual.
Rated CA, consenting adults only.
This Saturday is White Flower Day at Macy's, with special savings and low clearance prices on the things you need for yourself, your family, and your home. It's one of Macy's biggest one-day sales of the year. And for your convenience, Macy's will be open this Saturday from 10 till 7. Don't miss White Flower Day, Saturday only at all Macy's.
White Flower Day.
We are counting down the last 11 days because the music is over in 11 days. And, Eddie, you forgot to bring in the dead horse. We'll have to find something else to beat.
Let me run down.
Okay, go get the dead horse. We'll say a prayer now.
It's 6. Louis, we're going to do a salute to Louis because she does great work here. But first, I'd like to read, what is Tom Yates' name doing on this? Who's he? Oh, the guy who owned the Yates Motel where that woman got all... Oh, God, hey. Is Eddie out there finding the horse? Okay, I got a little... I got a fan letter. And it's not very often that I get a fan letter. General manager. This is most appropriate for today. On our on the first of the last 11 days here in 1971, ostensibly is what the year is. This is the context we're listening in this morning? Good. General Manager, after having been a regular listener of your station for over 10 years, I feel I must comment on one of your DJs, Stephen Capel. They singled me out for this one, Louis. This person has got to be the biggest jerk in radio today. Hey... His silly comments after every record or commercial. Jeez. Last week, by the way... Forget it. I don't have to read this trash. Listen, we have important things to do in here. We don't have to listen to letters like... Oh, Eddie. You got the horse, huh?
I went down and kicked this cop's butt, man.
Stole his horse.
And you got the horse. Bring that horse right over here.
For now.
Give me my Magnum. Okay, well, you know what they say in the movies, don't they? They shoot horses, right?
Now
we can start beating the dead horse. All right.
Take that!
All right. Now, our special salute to our engineer.
I don't know about you, but it was around Boston, Massachusetts, where I was listening to that. And aren't the Kingsmen from Boston? Now I'm getting a flood of phone calls because they are not from Boston. But that was the kind of music that was big in Boston. Are you sure that was 1971? God, it was 1956. Whoops. Well, this is 1971. I bought this TV we have in here in 1971. I thought I'd bring it in to show everybody what a 1971 TV looked like. And as a matter of fact, the programming on this particular TV station is from 1970. Turn that sucker on, Louis, will you? What the hell is that? Louis, find the television set, will you? She doesn't charge sore enough for her, so I'm going to go. It's 21 after 7 o'clock in the morning for KSFX Radio. We're organized. That's good. Okay, I got to go now. Work's over. No, that's the wrong one. No, wait a second, hold on, wait. No, that's not it. Wait, what? She's going, huh? What do I do now? Hey, Marshall, are you there?
The man who... I can't sound like Gaddafi.
You can't?
No.
Okay,
I tried.
Listen, why don't you tell us what was going on in 1971 while I beat a dead horse, Louie?
The man who gave us Dog Patch. That was cartoonist Al Capp ran into a sticky situation back in 1971. During a college speaking tour, the 61-year-old man allegedly assaulted the the co-ed in charge of campus relations at Eau Claire State University in Wisconsin. It turned out that she was married and not interested at all in extending her briefing duties to Mr. Capps' briefs. On the political scene in 1971, the final Gallup poll of the year showed 49% of the people polled said they thought that President Nixon was doing a good job. Nixon also had the lead over the front-running Democrats. They were Senator Muskie, Edmund Muskie, Senator Ted Kennedy, and Senator Hubert Humphrey, otherwise known as the Happy Warrior. A lot of money was being spent on the military at that time. A $70 billion defense bill was signed by President Nixon, making that the second largest amount of money ever enacted by Congress to spend on the military. Utilities, though, were a lot cheaper back in 71. As a matter of fact, the Environmental Protection Agency reported that the yearly electric bill for the average family amounted to about $132. That's per year, not per month. On December 27th, Defense Secretary Melvin Laird said that no men would be drafted for military duty in January of 1972 and that there might not be any draft calls at all until April. 71 was also the year of the Russian SST. The supersonic airplane made its Western debut in Paris, along with the U.S.-made Concorde, Lockheed's TriStar, and the French-made Mirage. In the year of 71, a group of anti-war activists were indicted in Pennsylvania. The Reverend Philip Berrigan and seven others were charged with plotting to kidnap presidential advisor Henry Kissinger and to blow up heating tunnels in government buildings. In the 71 People File, well, we have Lori Lee Schaefer, Miss Ohio, crowned Miss America for 1972. There was also a notable divorce in 72, or 71, rather. Why do we have Miss America for 72 in 1971? I don't understand this at all. Howard Hughes got divorced from his wife, Jean Peters, after 14 years of marriage. We'll have a look at Bay Area weather right after this.
Ready, kids?
Ready, Peggy!
First one in the pool gets the Trident.
Peggy, can you throw Trident in the pool?
Trident's new fresh pack sealed airtight to guarantee freshness.
Found it!
See?
It does taste fresh.
And soft.
And 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum.
Peggy, if you can't swim, can you still have some Trident?
New fresh pack Trident. Guaranteed fresh or manufacturer will replace. Recommended by moms like Peggy Fleming who care about teeth.
A lot of people are drinking VA juice these days. What about you?
At college, I take study breaks. I reach for the V8.
How come you drink V8 as a snack?
It's refreshing. It's good. I grab a 6-pack of V8, and it stays in the office refrigerator. And at the conference table, I have the V8 break.
It definitely satisfies you. It's like, you know, 8 different vegetables jumping all over your tongue. It's great.
It's nutritious. I know that I'm doing something good for myself.
That's why so many people are saying,
wow, I'm going to have a V8.
Wow, it's going to be fair and a little cooler today. We're going to have highs about 70 degrees. It's going to feel a little warmer than that because of the humidity coming in off the ocean. That's winds blowing from the southeast, according to the Weather Daddies. And that does it for this look at 19 and 71. I'm Marshall Phillips.
God,
Steve Capens.
Is he pumped up this morning?
Steve, I was trying to finish my big finish here.
Quit beating that.
Oh, God.
He's
look at that.
Still doing
He's
that.
Beating the horse.
Listen, Marshall.
Yes.
We had originally intended to bring you in as the great white unemployed.
Yes.
But since you are here working today, that can no longer take effect, can it?
No, as a matter of fact.
I thought perhaps so. You are reading, you are explaining to us what happened back in 1971, but those things we discussed over several beers for breakfast yesterday,
maybe
we could just employ some of those facts today to talk about people who are unemployed or are going to be unemployed.
Well, that'd be delightful, sure.
Not now.
Oh. I'll go
a little later. Thank you. Marshall Phillips, 25 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning. Hello. Barbara, do you want to give your whole name on the air? Or?
Sure.
Okay.
Barbara Moritz. Right.
You were in the film The Last Days
of the Fillmore. Right.
And what was your role in that film?
I was a singer.
You were?
Yeah, I am a singer.
Uh-huh. Geez, you know, I have to admit, I never saw the movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And I asked everybody in here if they saw the movie, so maybe somebody could converse with you intelligently, and everybody went, what? Huh? Last day, I was doing too many drugs like that. So have you been listening this morning?
Oh, I sure have.
Have we invoked any memories of 1971?
Definitely.
What? Uh-oh. Hey, a little crowd over for breakfast this morning, Barbara?
What was going on in 71 for you? What's do you remember something that was outstanding about that year?
Yeah, I was playing a lot of concerts at the time, and I got to play with some really great people.
Mm-hmm. Like who?
Well, like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and Elton John, and Stevie Wonder, a whole bunch of folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a real special year musically.
It was.
I guess.
Very special year. Here's a song that was very special about that year. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right, adios.
I like to do a song of great social and political import. It goes like this. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing $4 is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
Good morning.
Coffee and music with KSFX.
Hey, good morning. This is Stephen Kevin here from KSFX 104. Play the record! Thank you very much. It's 7:29 in the morning. They're still beating that dead horse. 1971, and here's Joe Cocker.
Seems I've got to have a chance to see him. Every night I have a strange dream. Imprisoned by the way I could have been. Left you on my own. So it seems I've got to leave before I start to scream. Oh, someone left the door and took the key.
Mama!
Superstitious from Jeff Beck's album Truth, which also included, of course, the voice of Rod Stewart at that time. It's probably the same voice now. Nicky Hopkins was playing the piano and John Paul Jones playing the Hammond organ. I thought John Paul Jones was a drummer for Zeppelin. Shows you how far off I... What? And Ron Wood was playing the bass then, of course, with the Rolling Stones these days. 22 minutes, this is 1971. Huh? Wrong! This is music that was being played in 1971, however. I think it was around 1969 that album came out. We're all over the place this morning, but we are covering that wonderful year, as Gary Moore used to say, 1971.
Over here, you can observe the various means of transportation used by our forefathers.
Imagine yourself touring a museum 200 years in the future.
What is this interesting-looking device?
That was a motorbike.
Motorbike?
It was called... the Honda Urban Express.
The Honda Urban Express.
How unusual.
Yes, it was considered quite stylish.
Stylish?
Stylish.
It was designed for great comfort. Notice the higher handlebars and the plush seat.
Ah.
Was superior design the reason for its popularity?
No, it was fun.
Fun?
Fun.
And it got up to 100 miles to the gallon.
Gallons of what?
We don't know.
The Honda Urban Express. See it at your Honda dealer. It's fun.
Fun. Fun. Fun.
Mileage based on EPA type tests for city riding. Your mileage may vary.
Tonight, late night ABC. Reagan goes racquetball. What happens when a president of the United States who has been banging around budgets starts banging at ball bangers, the elitist racquetball club? See Nancy as she goes against the religious leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini, one-on-one. You'll split your sides as you see how world peace is achieved and how religious disputes are settled as Reagan goes racquetball. New this season on most of this ABC station.
Get more out of today.
You can tell who reads East Bay Today. It's the person who's always ahead of the game.
East Bay Today, terrific paper. Take sports. Page for page, it has a lot better sports than any other paper around. Sports you just can't find anywhere else.
Get more out of today.
Today's one paper that tells you what happens on the field and off. The writers are tough. I mean, they go beyond the surface and really dig. Then get to the point fast.
Get more news and more time to use it today.
Look, I never settle for second best, even in my newspaper. That's why I read Today. every day.
For the best in sports, there's only one game in town. East Bay Today. Reach for the peach today.
You know what we need this morning is somebody who knows what the A's were doing at this time in 1971, 11 years ago. So can we Enzo Damani on the phone from the Oakland A's, or anybody who has access to the information of what the A's were doing and how well they were doing at this time 11 years ago. I think they're doing pretty well, as I recall, but I can't recall. So Unemployed is coming up next.
Shattered by the sun, I walk the road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson. Shutters on the beams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The black queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson.
by, the wise men share a joke. I run to grasp divining signs to satisfy the hoax. The yellow jester does not play, but gently pulls the strings. Smiles as the puppet stands in the court of the crimson.
Court of the Crimson King.
That was so weird. That was, geez, let me just grab the album here just to make sure that you know who was involved with this group. It was Greg Lake of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and I believe he's doing solo albums these days, although we don't hear a lot of them. And this particular album had, they always had these really rococo-looking album covers, too. Like this, isn't that great? Yeah! It's something medieval, I guess, is rather. The song I Talked to the Wind was on here, and he's in the Court of the Crimson and 21st Century Schizoid Man, and all sorts of things. Greg Lake, who else? Wait! Robert Fripp, of course, of Roxy Music and so many other things. Ian McDonald, Michael Giles, and Peter Sinfield. The names familiar to all of you who were burning yourselves out in the late 60s.
I'm Lee Iacocca. If a manufacturer doesn't have enough confidence in the quality of what he makes, he doesn't have the right to ask you to buy it. Me, I'm in the car business. I've been saying for a long time the cars that Chrysler makes are as good if not better, than anything coming out of America, Europe, or Japan. Now, to show you the confidence we have in the quality of our products, right now, when you buy any new Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge American-built passenger car, Chrysler will protect your investment three ways. One, a 5-year or 50,000-mile protection plan on the engine and powertrain. Two, 5 years or 50,000 miles of rust-through protection on the outside of the car. And three, 5 years or 50,000 miles of free scheduled maintenance. Now, that's confidence. Let's face it. If we don't believe in our products, why should you? So, if you can find better protection, take it. If you can find a better car, buy it.
Deductible may be required on engine powertrain plan. Protection plans are limited warranties. All plans are for 5 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first. See dealer for details.
Why is he shouting orders at me?
Buy this, do this, sit down, shut up.
It's 7 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning from KSFX. Where's my TV? Did you bring my TV in yet, Louis? I bought this in 1971, so I assume the programming on this television is all 1971. One of my favorite shows back in 1971 was way before its time. It was called Gaddafi Duck.
Ah, here it is.
There he is again! Whoa!
Hey, he was way ahead of his time.
He was. That's great. Listen, I'm going to flip the TV a little more because in 1971, Marshall Phillips was doing the news on television at the time, and I remember listening to Marshall read the news.
Vice President Agnew attacks the media in a vitriolic tongue-lashing in Anaheim, California. The vice president stood before a gathering of the International Association of Police Chiefs and attacked the news media for spreading the most inflammatory and baseless charges of convicted criminals and their sympathizers. It was in September of 71 that the U.S. was still bombing the buttonhooks out of North Vietnam. The White House reporting President Nixon personally ordered some of the raids and that they did not violate the 3-year agreement to end the bombing. President Nixon announced that Turkey had agreed to go ahead and stop growing opium poppies, which he said accounted for almost 2/3 of the heroin reaching the United States. The president also agreed to provide money and other technical help to Turkish farmers who were shifting from production of opium to other crops. And on the subject of drugs, it was reported back in June of 1971 that at least 10% of the GIs in Vietnam used heroin and that half of them were using it daily. Right after that, officials at the Defense Department said that any servicemen coming back from Vietnam with a monkey on their back would not qualify for veterans' disability pensions. Consumer advocate Ralph Nader, well, he was around in 1971. At that time, he was accusing GM, General Motors, of covering up safety-related defects in the Chevrolet Vega. Nader listed problems like leaky gas tanks, loose carburetor choke levers, and GM said none of the problems related to safety. The Women's Liberation Movement had one of its first demonstrations in London in 1971. The marchers demanding equal pay, equal rights, free contraception, and abortion on demand. In theater news, the John F. Kennedy Center was built, opening up in Washington, D.C. in September of 71, and on October 28th, the Cairo Opera House was burned down, destroyed by fire. The house, built in 1869 to celebrate the opening of the Suez Canal, contained in it some of the most valuable scenery, costumes, and equipment to be found anywhere in the world. I think we'll be back with a look at 1971 sports, but first...
When it comes to planning meals and shopping for food, I don't want the supermarket to make out my shopping list for me with specials that are good for a few days only.
We like to decide for ourselves when to shop and what to buy. That's why we shop at Lucky.
Lucky's no specials, low everyday prices way of doing business means we get low prices on every item on our shopping list any day we shop.
And Lucky gives us a choice of three ways to save.
We can save with Lucky's low prices on thousands of national brand items, more than most other supermarkets.
Or we can save even more with Lucky's own Lady Lee and Harvest brands.
Or we can save the most with Lucky's No Frills Generics. Over 100 foods and non-foods with plain and simple labels that mean plain and simple savings.
And there's nothing more basic to food shopping than saving money.
National brands, Lucky's own budget stretching brands, and No Frills Generics. Three ways to save. That's basic value from Lucky.
Get back to basics. That's basic. That's Lucky.
And now, with a major interpretation of the sports events of 1971, we've got our own Jock Lupe on the line.
Hello?
I'm okay.
That's good. I was at the ball game in 71, and Mickey Mantle hit 7 home runs.
Mickey Mantle hit 7 home runs?
Yes, and that was the year that Vida Blue pitched 7 no-hitters in a row.
Yes.
And I have 7 sisters.
Yes.
And you remember what happened in 71 with one of those sisters?
No, I don't, Loopy. What are you talking about?
Remember in the stands?
Yes.
You were sitting next to one of them.
Oh, the seven sisters in the stands.
Never. Thank you, Loopy. And stop calling me here.
It's going to be fair and a little cooler today with highs near, about 70 degrees. I'm Marshall Phillips along with Estefan.
Estefan?
Esteban?
Esteban. Esteban Carpent. Thank you, Marshall.
Do anything to unemploy the unemployed.
And you'll be there again, I'm sure.
It's 7:58 in the morning from KSFX Radio, and we're reliving 1971 this morning. This is Proco Harum.
For you whose eyes were open wide, mine refused to see. I'm sore in need of saving grace. Be kind and humor me. Lost amidst the sea of weeds, where people speak but seldom meet. I'm grieving like a strange but true, all lonely down,
had these wonderful plans to bring an unemployed friend to work today, and miracle of miracles, this may happen for you. We brought him to work, and he's working today. Rosalie is not in. Marshall Phillips is our newscaster extraordinaire this morning. It's 5 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning. Let's take a random call from what I've fondly referred to as the white phone over the past 8 months. My longevity with radio stations is an average of 8 months. Those stations I worked for 2 to 3 weeks, of course, brought that average down. But for the most part, it's been an eight-month gig. So let's just, at random, say hello, good morning to one of our KSFX listeners.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Wendy. Hang on.
Hey, guys, shut the door, will you?
Hi, Wendy. What are you calling Dad here for?
Oh, Daddy, I know you told me not to call you here, but I had to. I hadn't seen you in so long.
Well, I've been really busy in Peru.
Mommy said you're going to lose your job again. You should get off that heroin. You can't lose
any job. Hey, don't talk about Daddy like that in front of all...
My friends were saying that you're a rock and roll curse. Every rock and roll radio station you work for stops being a rock and roll radio station.
That's
Are you a curse, Daddy?
That's right, sweetheart. I know I'm not, but I'm going to curse you out when I get my hands on you, you old sucker. Yes, darling. Listen, there'll be no interruption in the checks, so just tell Mommy to cool it with the court action, okay?
Okay, Daddy.
Okay, Wendy, and it's so good. What?
I love you.
Yes, I'm sure you do, and I love you too. Just another little housekeeping who's come home. I'm going to get my hands on you.
Find out what a real sale is when you shop Matthews right now today during the last week of sale time. I'm Stephen Matthew David, owner of Matthews. And when I look at some of those so-called sales in the paper, I just shake my head and laugh. Look at this Deluxe Sanyo video recorder, their latest model. The other guys have it on sale for $5.99, their lowest price ever. But come to Matthews and save $100 because we've got it for just $4.99. Or the Super 19-inch Sony Trinitron remote control color portable. It's cable ready with digital tuning. Those same guys, lowest price ever, is $688. And yet you save $50 more at Matthews because we've got you one for $638. A Pioneer AM/FM in-dash car stereo cassette with a big pair of speakers, $99. These are just a few examples of the great buys available today at Matthews, 6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Daly City.
He was only 78 years old in 1971. And now our sports expert, your name is?
Mark Whitburn.
Mark, you're going to fill us in on what the A's were doing in 1971, huh?
I sure am.
Okay.
Okay, on April 22nd, they were 12-5, three games in first place. They had a young pitcher named Vida Blue, who was 4-1 at this time.
Mm-hmm.
The season progressed, the All-Star break, they were 11.5 games ahead. Vida was 17-3. He went on to become a 24-8 pitcher, win the Cy Young Award and the MVP. The A's finished at 101 wins, 60 losses.
Whoa.
16 games ahead of the Kansas City Royals.
Mm-hmm.
In the All-Star game, Vida Blue was the starting pitcher, got the victory. Reggie Jackson hit a home run completely out of Detroit's Tiger Stadium. And the A's went on in the playoffs to lose those three straight to the Baltimore. it was a thing of good things to come, though, because the next 3 years we know they won the world championship.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for the next 3 years they were the championship team.
Right.
Who was the manager of the A's in 71?
Dick Williams.
Who went on to manage or had managed the Red Sox before that, yeah?
Right, yeah.
And the Yankees, too, I think.
He was to leave after the 73 series to go to the Yankees, but Charlie Finley wouldn't let him do that.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Okay.
Adios.
Bye.
Talking baseball in San Francisco. 25 Giants years.
What do you like best about going out to see the Giants in Kansas City?
Oh, when you walk into the park, you hear the crack of the bat. Everybody looking, the kids, the smell of food and the people. The
smell of the people? The
smell of the people.
How about you?
The colorful nicknames.
Nicknames?
Yeah. You know, when the audience calls out to the visiting players, one I remember was called Lunkhead.
Those nicknames.
There was one, I believe, named Sucker.
Sucker.
Oh, and the most colorful was a chap called Yabumya.
Yabumya.
He must be Russian.
talking baseball. Giants by the Bay.
Three big Giant Dodger games this weekend. Friday night, the San Diego Chicken flies into Candlestick. Saturday night, spectacular fireworks follow the game. And Sunday afternoon, all kids get free Giants jerseys, courtesy JCPenney.
Is that it? Do you have a record? Where did you get it? I didn't give it to you. You from Emory Air Freight? Oh, okay. You just wear the hat, huh? Okay. Beat somebody up on the street and stole their Emory hat. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're playing the music of 1971 and before this morning.
I don't know why I let that mean woman make me a fool. KSFX San Francisco. Real rock and roll for another 11 days.
The last 11 days. That's Los Bravos, and I would say that was probably around 1963 or 4, where that song made itself known. Do you remember those people, Marshall?
Boy, I'll tell you, I've been sitting around trying to figure out what I do remember from 1971, and I remember my phone number. Those
from
little 19, things.
Really?
Yeah,
you remember phone number from 1971.
And I found my draft card. And
Your draft card?
No, I found it.
Oh, you found your draft card.
I had a 1H. A 1H classification.
What is a 1H?
That means you went away for cigarettes during the pre-induction physical and did not come back.
I get it. Well, I was a 4Y.
A 4Y?
I was classified 4Y.
Those were hard to get.
In case of war, they took me as a hostage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, now it's time for the news here, and Marshall remembers what went on in 1971 oh so well.
There was good news for the uninsured back in 1971. Well, that's when the Supreme Court ruled a Georgia law unconstitutional. Georgia, along with 36 other states, had laws on the books that said an uninsured motorist would have his license pulled if he got involved in an accident, no matter whose fault it was. Well, 1971 was also the year that unisex cropped up, with the Civil Service Commission banning in May any jobs that were designated male and female. Those all had to be pulled out of the Federal Register and the Federal Records, male and female designations. Juan Corona said that he wasn't anywhere nowhere near the peach orchards where the bodies of 23 men had been found on the outskirts of Yuba City. He was indicted anyway, and the farm labor contractor apparently was implicated in the string of slayings by two sales receipts that were found in the grave of a victim who had been dead for less than 48 hours. Well, a little earlier, the musical Hair had come out and pointed out in a song that Americans had air everywhere. And the federal government took note of this by establishing standards for new factories in five major industries. The EPA industry standards set limits on the emissions of particulate matter and sulfur dioxide, among other things. America's newspapers, led by the New York Times, went ahead with the publication of the Pentagon Papers, despite efforts by government leaders and the military to stop their release. The papers were made up of sections from a secret Pentagon study of the policy decisions that had sucked the United States into military involvement in Vietnam. And the son of one of the country's former interior secretaries, that's the son of Stuart Udall, deserted from the army. He split to Canada, and Scott Udall told his father he wasn't coming back, and he intended to become a Canadian citizen. We'll take a look at today's weather right after this.
Macho, macho, macho shave. Chick Super 2 for the macho shave.
Get macho close with Chick Super 2. Each twin blade home to the ultimate sharp for shaves so close they're macho close. Fits Atra and Track 2 razors.
Macho, macho, macho shave. Chick Super 2 for the macho shave. Chick Super 2 for the macho shave.
A lot of people are drinking V8 juice these days. What about you?
At college, I take study breaks. I reach for the V8.
How come you drink V8 as a snack?
It's refreshing. It's good. Grab a six-pack of V8, and it stays in the office refrigerator. And at the conference table, I have the V8 break.
It definitely satisfies you. It's like, you know, eight different vegetables jumping all over your tongue. It's great.
It's nutritious. I know that I'm doing something good for myself.
That's why so many people are saying,
wow, I'm going to have a V8.
It's a great day in the Bay. At least today is going to be a bit cooler for those of you seeking relief. How much so? Well, it'll be up mostly to the winds coming in off the ocean, but expected highs by the ocean about 70 degrees. Of course, the interior portions will be much warmer. I'm Marshall Phillips, remembering 1971, along with Stephen Capen.
Thank you, Marshall.
On KSFX.
8:26 in the morning. I remember 1971. As being the year that I had an original thought.
What was that?
I don't remember anymore.
That's tough.
I just remember it happened that year. Actually, I think the thought was, it's an illusion to think we are not living in outer space.
Wow.
That's not a bad
heavy
thought.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there. Telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. Everybody look what's going on.
SFX.
I just saw her with my best friend.
come I help that man? Lee Michaels. I don't know what happened to him. Lee Michaels crawled into a barrel, which happened to be the name of one of his albums, and he was never heard from again. Great music. Do you know what I mean? 24 before 9, as we look back at 1971, during the first of the last 11 days from KSFX.
And our next contestant is...
Charles C. Wheatmiller.
Well, welcome to Repeat After Me.
Thank you. I've always had a keen desire to be on your show.
Good. Now, are you ready to repeat after me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50 pickups beat the imports.
You mean Datsuns and Toyotas, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50...
isn't that because when you compare standard models, they have larger payloads and load areas in Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, larger standard payloads and load areas.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me.
And don't Dodge Ram 50 pickups also have more fuel capacity than the Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, more fuel capacity.
And the largest available engines are the Royal and Sport models?
Look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me.
Oh, look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me. How's that?
Yes. Next contestant, please.
Yes, next contestant.
Sign please. Up for the Great Dodge Prospector Gold Rush at your Dodge truck dealer. You could win a treasure chest of prizes, including 12 troy ounces of gold.
Am I supposed to be repeating this?
Nothing to buy. For licensed drivers 18 years or older, Gold Rush ends May 31st. Void where prohibited. Your dealer has details.
Your dealer has details.
We know.
We know.
American Multilingual Pictures presents... Night of the Sluts. A strange tale of heavy makeup and exorbitant rates. A fantasy tale of fantasy and tale. See, see. The strange masochistas as they scream to be whipped. See, see. The giant sadistas as they scream, no. See, see. The hordes of earthling men as they cough up money to perfect strangers. See, the strange men of blue turn the other way while accepting bags of money and doing it at the same time. Night of the Sluts. A journey to the crotch of the American dream. Night of the Sluts. You'll never attend an Elks convention again.
Rated sex, no one permitted entry without an appointment.
Thank you.
watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind. Driving that train, I'm cocaine. Case of Jones, bit. Watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind. Driving that train, I'm cocaine. Case of Jones, bit. Watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind. Just cross my mind.
This one's called If You Can't Be With The One You Love, Love The One You're With. If you're down and confused and you don't remember you're talking to, concentration slip away, cause your baby is so far away, and then you run in the distant dark, and the eagle flies with the dove, and if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you with, and come on, love the one you with. Don't be sad, don't sit quiet, over good times ahead. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do. And there's a road in the distant dark, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. And you're not gonna love the one you're with. And come on and love the one you're with. And I'm right and love the one you're with. Oh.
That's our gift to you this morning. That is live from a studio right down the street. This is not a recording. That's live.
Gray, why don't you let the whole thing out of the bag? Nobody knows what we're doing here. I'm just trying to build the public.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear gonna meet
this so romantically. It was just wonderful. The news is coming up next from 1971 following John Mayall.
Thank you very much. Wow. What? What's it say?
John? John, you're on.
Chicka chicka, what?
Never takes his cues.
There's a bit of chicka chicka in this one, actually. You'll be alright. This one's called Room to Move.
Yeah.
turning point.
Room to move.
Anytime. Good to have you back.
You know, he's one of the few artists who still exists. He's still around. He's still playing gigs right here in San Francisco. He's still alive. Marshall, somebody just called and demanded to know what I was doing in 1971.
What were you doing in 1971?
Well, I had to think about this for a while because my memory is very hazy.
Yeah.
But and then I recall that I was working in radio, of course.
Yeah, Caribou.
Well, no, this was in Chicago. This was, and it started in Oak Park, which is a suburb of Chicago, mm-hmm. for a station whose calls were at WGLD. I'd just come from WBCN in Boston, mm-hmm. and a friend of mine there called himself Mississippi Fats, okay? And I decided to take on a name like that. I thought that was real cool. It sounded like a professional pool shark's name. So I called myself Boston Harold, okay? After the newspaper there, of course, the
right.
Boston Herald.
Yeah.
And it was a progressive radio station, and also in 1971 was the first time I ever went to work for EGBC. Because after we all got fired, as usual, at WGLD, geez, that happens to me everywhere I go.
You were unemployed, too, briefly.
I went down to 360 North Michigan Avenue, right near the Wrigley Gum Building, and went to work for W, which was a station known then. It had just changed from WLS-FM to WDAI.
Was John Raglan the tape voice there?
No, he just had overdosed on drugs. And he was reading. But it was in this year, 11 years ago, 1971, that I went to work for EGBC. And here I am again.
And
it's
you've
like
been on and on with them almost ever since.
No, I've been on and off with them mostly ever since off. And you will be, too, when you start reading the news from 1971.
Well, Bobby Fischer was becoming a household word. Remember Bobby Fischer from Brooklyn, New York? He was into chess, and he was just starting to become known nationally back in 71. He beat a fellow named Tigran Petrosian of the Soviet Union. Fischer became, by beating Tigran, the first American to ever reach the final elimination matches for the World Championships in chess. Now, that also set him up for several guest shots on the ABC Dick Cavett Show later on in the year. That's all I can remember about that one. Now, one of the winners of the Medal of Honor, a fellow named Peter Lemon, told the Associated Press that he was stoned on marijuana the night that he fought off two assaults by the Viet Cong. As Peter put it, we were partying all night because his was a support group and nobody expected to have to actually engage an enemy. Well, U.S. senators in the Harlem city of New York City, specifically Senator Harold Hughes, were out on a walking tour. They were in Harlem to collect facts on narcotics addiction when Harold Hughes got a fact in the face. The senator walked in on a junkie getting ready to shoot up. Well, the addict volunteered to stick a shiv in the senator, who kindly declined the offer and split. Three Soviet cosmonauts died on re-entry after setting a 24-day endurance record for space flight. The three were coming back from their stay in the Russians' orbiting space lab. Moscow announced the deaths less than 6 hours after a recovery team had opened up the hatch of the spaceship and found the three cosmonauts in their seats without any signs of life. The authorities admitting they were mystified by the deaths of those three spacemen. Well, the DMZ, the Demilitarized Zone in South Vietnam, was anything but during 1971. During the summer of 1971, some of the heaviest fighting of the war came down with intense bombing and raids and bombing and counter raids. Taking a look at our weather for 1982, this date, we've got fair and a little cooler weather coming ahead. A high, about 70 degrees. I keep wanting to say 80 or 90. It feels that way. It's just the humidity. And lastly, the final last American convertible came off the production line in 1976. Wrong year, but Stephen's on the phone. I'm Marshall Phillips, wrapping up 71 again for you here on KSFX.
Is that my
still
cue?
Wasn't done.
Well, see, I'm not
what
used to
got,
those. I'm not used to those call letters.
I
thought you were going to say, you know, I can't deal with them, and then I've got to.
We had proceeded into 1976. Peter Frampton was born today.
Really?
In case you're not ready
Who
yet.
Cares?
Yeah, well.
That little wimp. Is he still living in the Bahamas?
Is he still living?
Is he still a rich man?
Peter?
Yeah, well, he's still rich. I don't know about you.
Owns a gas station.
Okay. Marshall, I want to thank you for doing this today because you really originally had intended to come in here and moan and weep about your condition.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I have not yet had a chance. Perhaps we'll work it in right now.
Well, actually,
come on here and appeal for a job.
Right. You being unemployed, we can spend the final hour doing just that, huh?
The final hour. Boy, doesn't that sound final.
Yes. Thank you, Marshall. It's a couple of minutes before 9 from KSFX. What's going on? What? Nothing's happening. See, Pat, you haven't thrown cues enough to know what's going on. Let's go to the other that we had planned, okay? And, okay, it's almost 9 o'clock. In case you just tuned in, we are celebrating 1971 today. It's the first of our last 11 days. It'll take another 11 days as we...
No kick against modern jazz, unless you try to play it too darn fast. I lose the beauty of the melody until it sounds like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. Took my love on over across the track. A DJ and a man away of his act. I must admit they had a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a bad beat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they had a jubilee. Then Georgia folks they had a jamboree. They're drinking homebrew from a wooden cup. The folks were dancing, they got all shook up. I started playing that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. Don't get to hear them play a tango. And in the mood they take a mambo. It's way too early for the congo. So keep a rockin' that piano. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it. It's got a black beat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it.
But you don't know how to cha-cha, Louie. Huh? In 71, that was big. Whoops, that was like 51. Hello?
And that does it for me. I'm out the door. Well, I wish I was. Actually, I'm not. But
somebody's doing a show.
We didn't get a winner for Mystery Sound 77 and the jackpot. My goodness sakes, the jackpot's up to $264.25. So listen tomorrow between 6 and 9 for your chance to play. And I'll leave you with Mick Fleury and Sarah Newsom.
What radio station is this?
Toyota.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. Your name is Kim?
Kim, yes.
Yeah.
And anyway, I've been doing this morning show. This is my first radio job at Kara. And I sit here and listen to usually KCBS and KGB.
Yes.
A newsroom.
Yes.
It's over at our sister station, KLIV.
Mm-hmm.
But I discovered your show one morning, and it cracked me up. So whenever I couldn't quite get in the mood, I always listen to your show.
So you do a morning show listening to my morning show?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Never steal your lines.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But anyway, I just wanted to let you know, since you're going to be off the air, that you will be missed by a fellow, an associate in the business.
A colleague in the business.
Yeah.
Thank you. What's your name, Kim?
Kim.
Well, this whole thing was just on the air, and we just want to thank you very much, and you just got yourself a big plug.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
Adios. Oh, so you want to be a rock and roll star, do you? We're in the business of taking kickbacks.
and big fees from the Stephen Capen School of Broadcasting, too. So send money. And if you can't do that, send me on a vacation. Expenses paid.
So bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I got Friday on my mind. Gonna have fun in my city. Be with my girl, she's so pretty. She looks fine tonight. She's outside to me.
KSFX, music from 1971 and the dark ages before. 7 after 9 now. Those are the easy beats and Friday on the Mind.
Macho, macho, macho shave. Chick Super 2 for the macho shave.
Get macho close with Chick Super 2. Each twin blade honed to the ultimate sharp for shaves so close they're macho close. Fits Atra and Track 2 razors.
Macho, macho, macho shave.
Today, you can tell who reads it. It's the person heading straight for the top.
I read East Bay Today, every day. That may be one of the reasons I just got promoted. Their business section gave me insights on my field even my management didn't have.
Get more out of today.
And today gave me terrific advice on handling my personal finances. It cut through the retirement account clutter and took a stand. Actually told me which IRA was best.
Get more news and more time to use it today.
Best of all, their writing style is direct, lively, intelligent, and very businesslike. Like me.
When it comes to business, no one does the job better than East Bay Today. On your way up, reach for the peach today.
Get more out today.
This morning I am a very pensive man. A very wild man. Very old man, looking forward to getting young. I have worked all my life to be able to afford to smoke Sobranis. You can never take away these accomplishments, and that is why, in your hour of need, when you finally realize you need the man who led you out of the dark night and into a nightmare, just...
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Yes, we know you mean so well with your death squads. Yes. We have the same interests at heart. Mine. You have lived in my minds and my heart all my life and my mind, with all the warmth of a military junta. Yes, I'm just like Evita. Everybody's gal and nobody's sweetheart. You better get my lawyer on the phone or the American...
This Saturday is White Flower Day at Macy's, with special savings and low clearance prices on the things you need for yourself, your family, and your home. It's one of Macy's biggest one-day sales of the year. And for your convenience, Macy's will be open this Saturday from 10 till 7. Don't miss White Flower Day, Saturday only at all Macy's.
White Flower Day. White Flower Day.
It's 11 after 9 in the morning here on April 22nd, 1971. And this song, of course, is Leon Russell and the Shelter People, and one of my all-time favorites.
Right.
these are the reasons that I got into radio. That was Chicago, the original Chicago Transit Authority, and a song called Listen. And this is 10 years after from KSFX as we look back at 1971 and before.
sub. That was Cricklewood Green was the name of that album. Alvin Lee and 10 Years After. Whatever happened to... The last time I heard from Alvin Lee was when he did an album with Mylon Lefevre. And that was about it. And, geez.
Wonder where he is today. It's kind of far.
So, 25 minutes after 9 o'clock in the morning from KSFX Radio. We have a gentleman on the phone that we've been doing business with for the past several months. Hello.
Hi, Stephen.
Mr. QM.
Yes, that's me.
This is the rock and roll question man who plies us every day with the most abstract of rock and roll trivial questions. And well, let me tell you something. Recently, I've been confronted by a lot of people who have asked me if I'm being fed the answers, a la Charles Van Doren back in the 50s on the game show 21 when they were rigging all these contests. And I just want you to speak for me for a moment, okay?
Well, this is Stephen Cabin speaking, and he doesn't know any of the answers before he gives them to me, or the questions, or anything. I've had friends, you know, my friends have asked me to, does he really know the answers?
Come on, you...
It's like, no, he doesn't.
All right.
You don't.
There it is. You have the statement from the horse's mouth. If anybody's lying, he is. And the fact is that he asked me the question, and I just happened to have lived at the time these events were transpiring.
That's it. That's all there. I mean, you know, Steve was around in 1933. You know.
Sure.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Now, yes. Okay. Now, today's question from the question man.
Today's question has to deal with 1971, of course, since it is. Okay, what band appeared in this 1971 Dustin Hoffman movie, Who is Harry Kellerman and Why is He Saying Those Terrible Things About Me?
Who is Harry Kellerman and Why is He Saying Those Terrible Things About Me?
What was the rock and roll band? Let's see. I'm not sure. I don't remember seeing that movie, but I'll take a guess. I'm sure it was one of those bands that always, you know, were performing at the time. Well, let me see. I'll try Dr. Hook and the Medicine Man.
That's right, Steve.
Oh, hey, how about it, huh? Thank you.
KSFX Music Radio.
Okay, now for you kids in my broadcasting school class, in the left-hand column of your papers this morning, I want you to write $300. That's the fee for this particular piece of information. And what we're going to do is demonstrate the difference between good jingles and bad jingles for you this morning. Now, this is not the way to do a jingle.
K.
See, they don't know what they're talking about. They're all a bunch of fools. And this is not the way to do a jingle either.
KSFX. Super X in San Francisco.
Super Sister.
Fix Radio as we look back at 1971 and the days before. The public service announcement. Here's a piece for you.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Greg Allman. You know, life has many problems. We all have our ups and downs. But one problem we don't need is hard drugs. And you know the jab ones I mean. Put your energies into some positive work. And I'm sure you'll find it works much better for you, baby.
KSFX Radio on this April 22nd, 1971.
KSFX Radio with It's a Beautiful Day, the La Flamme family. Or is it La Flamme? La Flamme. The Flamers. It's 16. He's still playing around, isn't he? Isn't he? He's doing some, he's still performing. David LaFlame is 16 before 10 o'clock in the morning from KSFX Radio.
When it comes to planning meals and shopping for food, I don't want the supermarket to make out my shopping list for me with specials that are good for a few days only.
We like to decide for ourselves when to shop and what to buy. That's why we shop at Lucky.
Lucky's no specials, low everyday prices way of doing business means we get low prices on every item on our shopping list any day we shop.
And Lucky gives us a choice of three ways to save.
We can save with Lucky's low prices on thousands of national brand items more than most other supermarkets.
Or we can save even more with Lucky's own Lady Lee and Harvest Day brands.
Or we can save the most with Lucky's no-frills generics. Over 100 foods and non-foods with plain and simple labels that mean plain and simple savings.
And there's nothing more basic to food shopping than saving money.
National brands, Lucky's own budget-stretching brands, and no-frills generics. Three ways to save. That's basic value from Lucky.
Getting back to basics. That's basic. That's Lucky.
This is Phil Rizzuto. At the Money Shop, we help you with the only barter system left in the civilized world. We got money for you to buy or sell. Buy money, sell money, money to lend, to save, to store in a cool place. Money for all occasions. Money to lease, loan, dig up, burn, fritter away, hoard, extort, beg, borrow, invest, loan shark. You name it, we'll arrange it. Deferred payment plans are available until you can't stand it any longer. Lump sum payment plans, rotating charge accounts, budget allotments, monthly allowances, blue chip point plans, low yield, high gain annual annuities, kickbacks, plain brown bags, unnumbered Swiss bank accounts, bag men and women, slush funds, duplicate books, missing accountants, counterfeit or confederate non-sequential bills, phony credit cards, social security numbers of the dead or missing. Yes, money to buy, sell, or burn, all in an attractive package available under an unlisted phone number. Why wait? Do it now. Call the nearest office of the money store. False dependents, phony exemptions, notary public and eyewitnesses to transactions. Get them all before they're hot. Call us at the money store, a subsidiary of Great White Loan Company, Maco, New Jersey.
It's ace relief pitcher Tug McGraw feeling 7-Up.
Hold it. Hold everything.
McGraw, what the...
Where's my 7-Up?
Your 7-Up? I don't know.
You know?
I don't know.
This cooler has every soda but my 7-Up.
It does.
Funny, no 7-Up. Here's Coke and Pepsi and Dr. Pepper.
So?
So they all have caffeine.
Caffeine?
Oh, no, not that.
I don't want caffeine.
Then take a Mountain Dew or a Mellow Yellow.
You take them. I don't want them. They all have caffeine, too.
7-Up. Get the man a 7-Up.
Here's your 7-Up. Mr. McGraw?
My 7-Up. His 7-Up. Ah, crisp and clean with no caffeine. Now this is what you call a relieved pitcher.
Oh. Crisp and clean, no caffeine, feeling 7-Up.
Oh, am I on? Oh, thank you. You're not supposed to. That's not legal. You can't throw cues. Marshall, look.
Yes.
We have a petition to save the radio station. Look,
oh my,
hundreds of
is.
Signatures from
that?
Piedmont High School.
All right,
I can't believe it's going to save the radio station.
That is wonderful. Why does it say KSAN?
That's the wrong one.
You guys can't write.
That's a few years ago. No, we're not going country. It's 13 before 10 from KSFX. KS. Well, the first two callers. See, I can make that mistake. KSFX Radio at 4 minutes before 10 o'clock. KSFX San Francisco. Marshall,
still
you
still standing around yet. I came in originally to be unemployed, and geez, you know, the wonder of the bring in an out of work friend day is amazing.
That's the way of the world.
Because today
I
managed to get through all those newscasts for you and helped you out there, and not one second.